Now, Chris Kelly, you have a list there of a magazine has done of the top 10 shows from the 1990s that, quote, changed the world. So I gathered all their theme songs, and but I thought you had a good question to start about TV theme songs.
Do TV shows not use theme songs anymore? You said that earlier. I mean, hardly. Very few. The Office used one. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quickly. Modern Family had one, but just a real quick thing. They're not even songs. They're just... You know, they're just music.
I mean, I guess I don't watch a lot of series TV. I mean, South Park has a song. They still do the South Park song.
Right.
The Simpsons still, I think, does the full orchestra right. Simpsons.
Right.
I don't watch Always Sunny. I don't know if they have a theme song, but I know that's incredibly popular.
The list is shows that were on in the 1990s that changed the world. Not just like...
Changed the world.
Yeah, not highly rated shows, but shows that changed the world. And how they did it. So I told Biggie, get every theme song from the 90s.
Just in case.
Just in case. And we'll let you know which TV shows changed the world. Why? Reshaped comedy. Reshaped animation. Made characters that have lasted forever.
It was hard to imagine a show being as popular as it was. How smoking hot that show was.
And long lasting. I mean... Not near to the numbers it used to have, still on, 30 years later. I think it actually started in like 89.
I think you're right.
It is unbelievable. Bart Simpson, Homer Simpson, everything about it is, it really did. I would say it did change the world, wouldn't you say? I mean, it is a, talk about a big show from the 90s.
I mean, a network builds a Sunday night around it.
Yeah.
Animation domination.
Mm-hmm. Fox, Fox had The Simpsons. And were kind of thought of as not much except The Simpsons, then got football, and all of a sudden they're on that. You know, they got NFL football. And now look at Fox today. You know, when Fox first started in the early 90s, it was like, okay, what is this? You know, it's just this little
thing. A real network?
Yeah, come on.
Please.
But now, of course, they're huge. They've branched out into Fox News and Fox Sports 1 and all of that kind of stuff. Friends. A global phenomenon that redefined the modern sitcom.
Redefined the modern sitcom.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Phenomenon for sure.
Yeah. Caught fire. All those characters. They're all household names now. The actors. I don't know if I would say it modernized the modern sitcom.
No, I mean, there was already a kind of a popular show about people just sitting around talking about their lives.
A thing called Seinfeld, yeah. In fact, I've heard Jerry Seinfeld make kind of veiled references that Friends copied them. You know, he thinks Friends is like a knockoff of Seinfeld. And I have to say, as a fan of both shows...
Hurtful.
Well, I watched both shows religiously on Thursday night, Friends and Seinfeld. And Seinfeld, by the way, is also on this list of shows that changed the world. But Friends, there are... storylines that are very, very similar to Seinfeld storylines, you know? Like getting rid of girlfriends for a reason that would never make sense, that kind of thing.
But nobody on Seinfeld ever coupled up. Like, that happened a good bit with the major cast and Friends.
Yeah, and it lasted. They like, Ross and Rachel was an on-again, off-again on the whole time, and then Chandler and Monica got married.
But that's kind of an old sitcom plot.
Yeah.
You know, will the two leads get together?
Oh, Cheers.
The audience hopes that they do.
Of course. Cheers did that brilliantly. Interestingly about Friends, though, I read this, that Ross and Rachel were only together on like 11% of the episodes. They were only a couple.
Huh.
Because they like season one and season two is like, will they? And then finally they are together. And by the middle of season three, they broke them up. And I believe the writer said, we have to break them up because it goes nowhere if they're just a couple. And then they didn't get back together again officially until the final episode. You know, it was like, will they, won't they? And they almost did, almost didn't. And they
that long?
Yeah. And like for one episode, they get back together and she would come up with a reason, a real reason, because it was always this running thing of, did he cheat on her or did he not? That was well done.
We were on a break.
That was well done. It was like, she said, let's take a break from us. He went to a bar, got drunk, and slept with this hot woman. She calls him the next morning, or really that night, and leaves a message saying, I can't believe, you know, I said
that.
You
made a mistake.
I made a mistake. I'm coming over to your house. Well, the woman was still in his apartment when she came over. So they and so
I hate when that happens.
You know. So she found out later that he had slept with her, and it was like, yeah, but you broke up with me. So it's like, but only for like 2 hours. You know, they were only apart for a couple hours. But everybody tends to agree with Ross that, look, she gave him the walking papers. He got drunk at a bar. The girl came on to him. It's X.
You can do a podcast with our young friend, Red Rachel.
Yeah.
She's a Friends fan.
She's a Friends person.
Do when they show the reruns in syndication and what have you, because I know you watch Friends around the clock.
A lot, yeah.
Do they play the full theme song before each episode, or they shorten it?
They shorten it.
Okay.
It's probably
for time constraints.
Yeah. And then at the end, they just, of course, they do that thing where the credits roll in about 2 seconds.
Oh, 100 miles an hour.
They go to the next.
The South Park doesn't do that. They show the full theme song.
I respect that. I like that. You know, I don't like that it's shortened. I want to hear the whole darn thing. You know,
I'll fast forward through it.
Of course, but this is Friends now. Friends is not as funny as Parks and Rec. It's not as funny as Modern Family. There are probably not as funny as Big Bang Theory. It's not as funny as Mom, but it's so watchable. You know, it's just.
Well, they were young, good looking people.
Yeah.
And that makes a difference.
It's comfortable. Buffy the Vampire Slayer elevated teen television and proved that genre could be emotionally profound and make a lot of money. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Chris Dim watched every episode of that.
And the theatrical release a couple years prior.
Loved it. You loved it, I know.
Yeah, it was a really fun show.
Yeah.
It got a little serious at times.
Yeah.
But the basic concept that, you know, that high school is hell and there are monsters all around us is a good one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I might go back and watch that, you know?
It's not for you.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
You don't think I'd handle it?
No.
You know, you told me at the time I couldn't handle the X-Files. And that's on here, too. In the 90s, I said, I'm going to start watching the X-Files.
No.
Can't handle it.
I'm with him on that. I don't think I could handle it. As a kid, I couldn't.
Brought paranoia, science fiction, and myth-making to the mainstream.
It's really, really well acted. Really smartly written show.
Also Fox.
Yeah, true.
Something totally new. Seinfeld, we mentioned, turned nothing into something, changed TV comedy forever.
And the language.
Agree with that.
Pop culture language.
Absolutely right. ER, a drama. Watched it, loved it.
I know this song.
Loved it.
All right. Pump the brakes.
Turned medical drama into high-stakes, character-driven epic.
Right.
As it had not been.
Did you write that part?
I'm not going to say.
Don't answer that.
I'm not going to say.
Don't answer that.
What?
I mean, sorry, there have been medical dramas since forever.
But did it have the same character development as this one?
Would you like to? Let me introduce you a fellow by the name of Chad Everett. Medical Center.
I have not seen Medical Center. I don't know.
The Doctors.
I don't know about those. The first one.
There's a show called St. Elsewhere. Hello.
Yeah, St. Elsewhere. I watched a little St. Elsewhere.
That's why when I saw ER, I was like, I've seen St. Elsewhere. I don't need to see this one. So I didn't watch.
Oh, so good, though. George Clooney's on it. And Juliana Margulies.
We had Howie Mandel.
Great stars. Great stars.
On Elsewhere.
Law and Order. Watch that one, too.
A juggernaut.
Redefine procedural storytelling for the modern era. Half police work, half crime, or the law, the case in the courtroom. Phenomenal. What a combo.
And did it fan the flames of true crime? Did it build? Was it the kindling that lit the fuse?
Might have been. Still on,
I mean,
by
look
the
at the true crime fans.
Yeah. They're still making Law and Order.
Oh, yeah.
You know, today, Law and Order SVU.
It's a universe.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. That is a great show. I love the whole formula.
Never seen a single episode.
You tell me. You never seen a single episode of Law and Order.
Not one.
I want you to come to my house today. I'm going to show you my.
You won't.
I know. I'm going to show you my favorite Law and Order today. I know there's like 10 I love. And I have them all recorded. All of them. Mm-hmm. And I watch them sometimes. Wow. I love.
I do find show. Law and Order, you can just kind of, because even if you don't realize it, you know the characters.
Yes.
So you just join in and you're like, okay, I already know what's going on.
But it's
here.
Not even about characters. You don't know none of the backstory. And none of the backstory really of the cops, the lawyers, none of you just, it's the case.
But are they ever wrong?
Yeah. Sometimes they accidentally prosecute the wrong person. Sometimes they lose the case.
Okay. So it's not like the old Perry Mason.
Yeah.
No.
Where Perry Mason never lost a case.
No.
He was always on the right side.
No. Not often do they lose, but sometimes they lose, and sometimes they have the wrong person and you know, they figure it out at the end. You know, they find out who did it. It's great. And it starts, you never know where it's going. It'll be a dead body in the street and you have no idea. Sometimes it's not even about that dead body. That leads to something else.
Yep.
You know, it's unbelievable, that show. Charmed. These are shows from the 90s that changed the world.
Charmed.
Proved female-led genre TV could be magical and mainstream. I've never seen it.
I didn't watch Charmed.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I mean, hello, show called Laverne and Shirley.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Is that also an 80s show?
I thought so. It started in the 80s, didn't it?
I think even, pre-90s.
Or did it start in 90?
I don't know.
Might have. Made teen dramas a serious, wildly popular TV genre.
Yeah, the teen, started in 90.
You know, even though I never saw one episode, I do know a lot about it. And those stars.
I mean, those teen soaps were everywhere.
This was the first and best. Also Fox?
Yeah, yes. I believe so.
Yeah, yes. Fox, yeah. And finally, and I did watch this, Twin Peaks in the 1990s. Changed the world. You watch it?
I tried to watch an episode and it wasn't for me.
It is, that was one I pretended to like, you know.
Yeah, I didn't want to try to play along. Yeah.
I did. I glommed on. Now, I did like the first season. It was really quirky and weird, and it was a whodunit at its heart. But by the second season, I let it go because it got so weird. It's that David Lynch thing. Blurred the line between TV and art in a way no show ever had before. Twin Peaks. It was totally different now. And it made a star out of Kyle MacLachlan, who was the...
True that.
He was the detective that came to town to solve the murder of Laura Palmer, was her name. They found her dead. She's a high school student, very popular. But all her back... You started to see the backstory. I mean, it's well done. That was on ABC. But I felt like they ended it. Like, if it was like an 8-episode or 12-episode, one-season run thing, it would have been really good. Mm. It got so weird, I didn't love it.